Hello, this is Richard Kazas for KRWG. I recently got to know Las Cruces resident Todd Lawson Laderet, an actor of stage, film, and TV. He's also the published author of two books. His new book, Consumed, is a standout because it takes mental illness out of the shadows into the clear light of day in a brutally honest manner. I've never seen a story of mental illness told as clearly, as poignantly, whether here in New Mexico or to wider audiences nationally. Many families are seeking stronger advocacy to help affected loved ones, and the book serves as a good example of that. Isn't that right, Todd?
Yes, Richard. I'm finally able to say proudly that I'm bipolar type 1. I can presently divulge that I am mentally ill. I've written my memoir, Consumed, describing such with, well, I hope, with strength and dignity, and survived the discourse of what I like to call a fragile existence. It is a daily process, mental illness, dependent upon, you know, self-preservation was the biggest key I had, was self-destructive tendencies. And overcoming the stigma of mental illness, there's definitely one out there. It's seen as weak or whatnot. So I treat it every day. That's my job.
Wow, interesting. Dignity versus stigma. Well, Consumed, Todd tells a compelling story of submitting to, then rising above the mood swings and the manic highs and life-threatening lows common to the illness, including suicidal ideations followed by suicide attempts and subsequent institutionalizations. Todd, what about the book's title?
Consumed, it came out of the book as a term that I used. It describes fully what occurred in my past due to my inability to properly care for my bipolar disorder. My conscious decisions to discontinue any and all medications throughout my life with mental illness truly consumed my entire being through endless ruminations about my self-destructive years, many self-destructive years.
Well, then, in writing the memoir, Todd, you realized your credibility essentially is tied to your continuous treatment and medication, I suppose. And if you were to stop your meds and lose the balance you've restored to your life, the book would be meaningless. Dedication to the care of yourself is the key.
Well, caring for oneself is obviously a big key. My commitment to caring is first and foremost in my present life. As I said before, it's a job, and I take my medications every morning just like I was showing up to work. Moreover, the refinement of the dosages is critical. So obviously, if you're on medications, you need to see a psychiatrist or a doctor who can be very knowledgeable and see them on a regular basis, so you can fine-tune your meds. That's about it. Mm. My goal is, and hope is, to prevent future self-destructive behaviors and drastic mood swings.
Well, then, today, Todd, you are vying for, and wow, actually landing roles for TV productions in Albuquerque. You did a recent book signing in Santa Fe. You've got one coming up here in Las Cruces. You have begun to reprise your earlier career, it seems, which included acting, singing, and dancing stints, in a New York national tour, no less, and then aboard cruise ships.
Yeah, my career on stage was very much fun. I changed my career to screen in 1999 when I was cast in my first speaking role. Presently, I am very fortunate to have gained the respect of three main casting directors in Albuquerque, all of whom have really helped me tremendously in my career. One of the movies that I did most notably is The Men Who Stare at Goats. And I will say, Richard, I was honored to work with Ewan McGregor, who I even got to choke during one of the scenes on screen.
No kidding.
For about 2 hours, and he was a little distraught. Another motion picture with a different outcome was The Book of Eli, Denzel's Washington.
Wow.
And I had a very different experience because I wasn't taking my meds and prior to shooting. So I had great mood swings during the production. I was actually fired from the production. My part was pulled from the final edit, and I lost credibility with those same casting directors and even my talent agent. I wasn't cast for years until 2013 when my television career gained a little momentum, and I've been cast in five different TV series since 2013.
I'm speaking with Todd Lawson Laderet, author of Consumed, a firsthand account of his bipolar disorder. Todd, the fact that you could revive your career and find a fresh start by rising above the day-to-day struggles and then capture and relate them in a crisp, prosaic way Well, it speaks volumes about your will to seek change for the better. And you wrote the book in a style which makes it possible to read the whole memoir in one sitting, as I did.
The process of writing Consumed was very lengthy, 7 years almost to the day, until I pitched it to many publishers. Pegasus picked it up, thank goodness. The healing process was truly necessary in the writing of the book for 7 years. My hope now that it's published is that it will assist others by revealing the challenges, obstacles of mental health, gaining a diagnosis, obviously the first thing that is necessary, and then helping care for either oneself, a loved one, or a dear friend in a treatment plan that assists their mental illness.
Todd, you are becoming a spokesperson for a disease that is often under-recognized, wrongly categorized, or misunderstood. The book is noteworthy because the healthcare advocacy that we see often centers on illnesses like cancer, heart disease, or Alzheimer's, but not so much on mental health and behavioral psychoses. And let's face it, this disorder is more widespread in society than most of us realize. Personally speaking, as the former spouse of a person with bipolar disorder, I know from firsthand experience, in attempting to advocate for treatment and recovery, it's at least as insidious as cancer, destroying marriages, families, friendships, careers, savings, and so much more.
And, you know, the strange thing is it doesn't have to be insidious. It doesn't have to be difficult. There is a way to seek help, like I said, with diagnosis and medications. It doesn't have to be a life-threatening illness. My relationships with friends, lovers, everything was affected when I was unmedicated. Careers, I had an attempt at the United States Army, which was greatly affected by my mood swings. And then, you know, of course, I spent great amounts of money on credit cards or behaved very erratically, and that obviously affected every facet of my life. My greatest blessing is my family, my support system, namely my very loving and forgiving parents, self-sacrificial. I would most assuredly surely not be sitting across from you today, Richard, if it were not for my extremely giving and dedicated family, especially my parents. Many mentally ill people are not as fortunate as I to have a family. They are homeless, they're suffering, they're not on medications, they're undiagnosed. And I want to say I am truly blessed to be in the position I am. That's how I see it today.
Consumed is a book that brings mental health advocacy to a new level. In a direct, self-effacing, but progressive way, it sets an example for thousands of other bipolar people, their families and friends. Yet, Todd, as you prove, it's not hopeless if you have the strength and the will to strike back, to escape from what you call a world of, quote, nothingness, circumventing the unsteady bridge between stability and instability, end quote.
You know, interesting change in wording that I said here, stability and instability. I started, and actually it's on the back cover of my memoir, I said sanity and insanity because that's how I felt when I was unmedicated. My mother and I talked at length, and sanity and insanity were not the proper, were really improper as far as mental illness goes and a description. That is exactly why I rephrased it for this interview. A more accurate result is undiagnosed, unmedicated periods, and it's not a permanent state of mind. There is help, as I've already stated, and will continue to do so. Should a person read Consumed and witness through my own journey, difficult journey, any signs that they may be mentally ill themselves and seek assistance, that is key. Help is available. Life should be free of inner confliction, ruminations, and filled with hope for a brighter future, which is really where I am now. I hope my memoir causes just one person to take steps in the right direction to take care of their mental health. My hopes will be truly fulfilled should others deem Consumed as helpful and even life-affirming. Richard, thank you for this time. I am truly honored.
Todd, you're welcome. Todd Lasset-Laderet, this New Mexico actor, tells the vivid story of his bipolar disorder in his new book, Consumed, published by Pegasus and available on Amazon in paperback or on Kindle. Todd, you are consumed no longer.